This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It is time to go to the guest line again today. Senior Vice President and Chief Downtown Officer for Greater St. Louis, Inc., Kurt Weigel joins us after we've had a lot of developments downtown. Yesterday, we learned of the finalizing of the purchase of the land where the Millennium Hotel is and a new district that's going to end up being developed there. It's going to take some time, but that's going to happen. A lot of other stories in the news. We want to get to Kurt now. It's good for you, or good of you to join us today, Kurt. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. I'm calling from the airport. I'm on my way to visit my parents. I apologize if there's any extra noise.
We were just speculating that you were just like, you're on the lam. Getting out of Dodge.
That you've done something wrong.
It's a great time for downtown. Why would I be getting out of that?
That's a great point.
Yes. So what are your thoughts on the new developments where the Millennium Hotel currently sits?
I think it's outstanding. You know, I think when a developer of this stature, like Cordish Companies, expresses a plan to develop a parcel that is so prominent like that in downtown, I think it's good for that parcel, clearly. And I like the plan that they've come up with. But also, I think it speaks volumes to others who may be considering investment in downtown St. Louis. Like I said, this is a highly respected company. We know they already have a footprint here at Ballpark Village. And, you know, for them to be taking this on, I think it sends a strong message to the rest of the investment community.
Well, and this is a big one. We mentioned this in the last hour, but it's the old Millennium Hotel site. Both of the existing hotel towers, the original towers, will be demolished. It will be a new development. So you are talking about a development that quite literally changes the St. Louis skyline.
Yeah, it does. It does. And, you know, I think it takes a lot of different parts to make a great downtown. And I think clearly a project that is $670 million of investment downtown is huge. But, you know, what we talk about at Greater St. Louis with all of our partners, including Gateway Arch Park Foundation, who's playing a major role in redeveloping Millennium, is it's the small stuff, too. You know, and that's why things like our downtown summer nights that is coming up again tonight are so important, just to create the right kind of vibe downtown. You know, movies and music and fun, great St. Louis food, the smell of, you know, food trucks wafting through the air. It takes all of these things. And so, you know, I'm just glad that I feel like we're hitting on a lot of cylinders right now.
So Ryan McClure, who is with the Gateway Arch Park Foundation, and today or maybe yesterday said that it's going to take like a year and a half before the site is even cleared to begin construction on it, because there's a lot of stuff that has to be done ahead of time. So what happens between now and then? Is it just about waiting, or is it that the prospect of this thing being built spurs other potential development?
Yeah, so this is, like we talked about, it's a big, big project. And, you know, it will take a while for people to start seeing, you know, new construction coming out of the ground. There's a lot that has to happen, the financing and the approvals and all the rest of it. But that's why everything else that we have going on in the interim, you know, our enhanced public safety program that we rolled out with the ambassadors is so important to make people in the interim feel better about being downtown, having a great experience downtown in every single way. You know, walking down the street and hearing music from some of the buskers that you hear downtown now, the street performers, all of that stuff is happening in the interim. And I just don't want to lose sight of the fact that there's a lot happening while we're shepherding, you know, major projects like this through the pipeline.
Well, you brought up public safety, and I know that is, you know, top of mind for a lot of people, especially people listening in St. Louis County, St. Charles County, Franklin County, Jefferson County, all people who, I mean, we all say, oh, we're from St. Louis, right, when we go out of town, but maybe worried about what they hear in the news when it comes to crime. Obviously, there was a big push over 4th of July weekend for the St. Louis City Police to crack down on young people, anybody, but especially young people with fireworks or guns and so forth. So what have you... how has your relationship been with the new mayor administration, the police chief, and just coordinating for public safety for events like downtown summer nights?
Well, you know, we have the benefit of having a relationship with Mayor Spencer back to the time when she was 8th Ward Alderwoman. So you know, we're going to continue to support the mayor, our alder people, all of them in that work. And, you know, and I just want to draw attention to the tornado and the strong work that the entire city has been doing to help folks who are really in really desperate need after that storm. And so, you know, I think, yes, we will continue to build, you know, toward what we need to do downtown. But you know, I think a lot of us still are really focused on the tornado and the reaction to that. And, you know, so I think that, you know, downtown will get its due in due time. Like I said, this is built on relationships that we've been building now for years. But, you know, I think I just want to give a nod to all those folks who are still suffering because of the tornado.
Kurt Weigel with Greater St. Louis, Inc. joins us here on KMOX. And there was a story about a week or so ago regarding the East-West Gateway Council and a push from local businesses and organizations, including Greater St. Louis, Inc., that want there to be a plan to stop the population loss in the entire St. Louis area. What is behind this effort? And I'll be honest, I kind of sort of thought that effort was already being done. What is different about this?
Yeah, I think you're right. That objective is built into the 2030 jobs plan. That is our guiding document at Greater St. Louis, Inc. To a large extent, certainly across, you know, the majority of what we do as an organization. So yes, growing the population is important, but we know there are many components of that. One of those components is something that we work on all the time at GSL, which is attracting new employers, new jobs to our metro. In order to have people live in your city, in your metro, you've got to have the jobs for them. And so all of that is combined. But that is really at the core of what we do at GSL is attract new businesses, attract new individuals to our town. And this is why the downtown effort is so important, is because we know that great cities, great metros across the country have great downtowns. It just makes it easier when we're out selling the city and the metro to the rest of the world to point to a really fabulous, a vibrant, exciting, beautiful downtown. And so all of this is really related. And I think that's why, you know, the role of GSL in this, I think, is really pivotal.
I know in the St. Louis area, including into the counties, growth has slowed even out in St. Charles County. St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman has long been a proponent of boosting the city of St. Louis, right? In order for the surrounding counties to thrive, the city itself has to thrive. How has your relationship been with the surrounding counties around the city?
Well, I just want to note that Steve Elliman himself showed up in Jeff City when we were pushing a bill that would have benefited all of the state by improving main streets across the state. But a big portion of that benefit would accrue to big downtowns like Kansas City and to St. Louis. And he showed up himself to support that bill in the legislature. And I think that speaks volumes of how this entire metro is coming together to support one agenda for growth in our metro. And that was a very proud moment for me to sit at the testimony table with Steve. And I just think that he sets a great example. I think we see more and more of that across the metro all the time. And I'm really proud to be part of that.
Kurt, we were also wanting to talk to you about Downtown Summer Nights happening at Keener Plaza. It's every Thursday. It goes on from 5 until 8, and it happens through the end of August. What can people expect with Downtown Summer Nights this year?
Well, only come down if you like fun. That's
okay.
The first thing. You have to like fun. But we mix into that fun music and movies. And so every night you come down Thursday through the end of the summer, you're going to have a movie. We've got a really great lineup, Frozen, Mamma Mia, The Wiz, are some that we've got coming up. And or if it's not that, it's going to be a great performer. Like Aida Ade is performing this tonight, actually. And so it's just, it's enjoying yourself with a movie, with your family, with great St. Louis food, under the arch. It's just such a beautiful experience to be able to sit out there watching one of these movies on the big screen with the arch in the background. It's an experience you cannot get anywhere else.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, and tonight I highly recommend it. Not only do you have the live music like you mentioned, but some of the vendors, Poor Decisions, P-O-U-R, mm-hmm. Get it? Poor Decisions, High Point, everybody loves High Point, and Doc's Shaved Ice. That's like you're 3 for 3 there with winners.
It is. I'll tell you what, though. Every time I'm out there, I get something to eat and drink, and they've all been winners so far.
That's
awesome. We're so blessed in this town to have such great food culture, and that's expressed in our food trucks who show up on Thursday nights for Downtown Summer Night. So, it's fun. It's relaxing. It's just, I can't say enough good about it. It's just a way to unwind, kind of lead into the weekend with music, movies, and fun.
Downtown Summer Nights every Thursday through the end of August, 5 to 8 o'clock at night. Movies start at 6 o'clock if you're coming to see that. Before we let you go, what can you tell us about the search for a new CEO for Greater St. Louis, Inc.?
Well, I think you probably know our board of directors selected a national executive placement firm that's handling the CEO search. That process is underway, and we'll announce that selection once they finish the process.
Sounds good. Kurt Weigel, safe travels. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
Kurt is the Senior Vice President and Chief Downtown Officer for Greater St. Louis, Inc. And we are glad that you are hanging out with us today until 12 o'clock when the Gas House Gang comes up. Bernie Miklas and me will talk some Cardinals baseball, and we'll talk to Cardinals prospect J.J. Weatherholt. Very good possibility. Mm. You see him on the big club before the end of this season. A lot of hype around this kid. Can't wait to talk to him. It's all coming up on 104.1 FM KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Amy, I don't think anybody loves going to the dentist, right?
Can I just say, aside from moving, which of course was an anomaly because you don't do that all the time, the two things that you talk about the most are going to the dentist and flat tires.
Well, I've had a lot of flat tires recently.
And I do feel like you have a lot of dental issues. Remember last year? You're like, I need a crown. I don't need a crown. I need a bridge. I didn't have that whole thing.
But yeah, I went in and I took care of the whole thing.
So you went to the dentist. You were going to go to the dentist yesterday or 2 days ago.
Yeah, so we had a meeting and I canceled because of the meeting. And they're always like, it's one of those things where it's like, oh, you need to plan 9 months in advance just to come in and get a cleaning. Is it like this at every dentist? Is it hard to get a cleaning within a few weeks? Is it always like this 5-6 month process?
I don't know, because with the eye doctor and the dentist, when you leave, they have you like fill out a card.
Right. So that's what happened.
We'll call you in 6 months.
Yeah. But if you have to reschedule, they're like, oh, may not get you until November now. Like, what the hell? Really? Is it that difficult?
It's like that for a lot of like doctors.
So I went to this place and I was going there for a while. I'm going to get a new place.
So why don't you like this place?
I feel like a number. I don't feel like they care about me.
You don't feel appreciated?
Amy, I do not feel appreciated. I don't feel like my tooth business is appreciated there. It's one of those places you walk. I've never experienced this before. You walk in. You know how all the dentists in my entire life, they have like one front window where you do all the business. You know, you check in and then you pay later, right? Or you give your insurance card. They have like 8 stations.
Oh, that's
I feel like
bad
I'm in a
sign.
Walmart dentist.
You're in a dental factory.
I'm in a dental factory. I don't want to be there
anymore.
You're
a number to them.
I don't want to be a number. But I left the guy I liked.
Yeah.
Because we had new insurance and our insurance is different. And they listen to this story. So I had a guy I really was into. And
liked him, like you were friends in college, but you wanted it to be more than that.
I don't know that he liked me that way. But he was good. He was great. You know, I loved going there. And it was a place I went to when I first moved back. And we had new insurance when my job changed. Mm-hmm. And it's the same company, but it's different. You know, it's that Delta.
Yeah.
But it's different.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, they sent me a bill for a regular checkup. It's like $150 or something. And I was like, what's this for? So I called them and they said, yeah, your insurance doesn't cover all of it. We don't take that particular one. So it doesn't cover everything because the doctors don't get paid out well enough with this particular insurance. And I'm like, it's the same company.
Yeah.
It's Delta. It's the same. What's the difference here?
Name another dental insurance company.
There's like a Delta different states. I don't know.
Only
it's
know
so
dental,
stupid.
Dental,
so I,
Delta Dental.
Because I'm like, the whole purpose of having insurance for a regular cleaning is that I don't pay for. I go in, here's my insurance card, I pay per month, goodbye. That's it, right? And so I had to go to this factory that I was going to. But now I think I'm in the market for a new tooth guy.
You need some, you want to take your tooth business elsewhere.
Where I'm appreciated. When they are cleaning my teeth, I want them to go, you know what, I'm so glad you're here. You know, they do the little the suction thing.
Close.
And I want them to be better on the suction too.
Oh, they didn't do the suction thing?
They weren't great at it.
Did they not tell you to, like, close your mouth?
You know, not really. They didn't do it well enough.
Yeah.
Well, often enough.
I think, you know, you need to go to a dentist who cares.
I agree.
Because it's a very...
It's vulnerable.
It's a very intimate venture. It is very vulnerable. You are very rarely more vulnerable than at the dental office. Now, I can think of a few doctors where you are more vulnerable, for sure.
Well,
I can think of a few. But the dental
like
chair.
Like a pee-pee doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure.
So that's not fun either.
You know what, though? I've never seen this, but if I had my own dental practice and I wanted to be better than everyone else, like Transcend, right? The why would you not name it Transcend Dental? Why would you not name it that? That's such a great name, Transcendental.
Get it? That's pretty good.
Right?
Yeah, that's not bad. We have a texter who says, you must be speaking of Aspen Dental. That's why I left as well. No. And then the very next text is, Delta sucks. So nobody's happy.
Nobody's
happy. And no, I'm not talking about Aspen. I didn't even know about them. So
I actually just heard about them from someone else who had a bad experience. So anyway, so I think it must be like a tooth factory.
You were telling me the story, and I'm not going to name any names because we both know the person, and I didn't know, but like the doctor they were going to was pretending to take x-rays.
Well, okay.
But not?
There was a dentist that lost his license. Lost his license. I don't know if he went to jail. I feel like he should because he wasn't doing real x-rays or something
what?
For years.
It just
years.
Doesn't make any sense.
But charging people for services that they weren't getting.
What? That's wild. Maybe he was saying you don't need x-rays, you're good. But then it turned out that it probably would have been a good idea.
One of the most cliched jokes, observations about going to the dentist, right? Is the dentist asking you questions while your mouth is open and they've got all the stuff
like,
in your mouth?
How am I supposed to answer that question?
It's a total cliche. Everybody knows, oh, that's the joke. But the thing is, why do they persist in doing that?
Because for the same reason they don't think to tell you about to do the suction. Because it doesn't occur to them that your mouth is open and there are things in your mouth and you can't speak because there's nothing in their mouth.
Sometimes
they
make direct eye contact and I look at them like, you know what's going on, and I know what's going on. What do you want me to do with this situation? That's how I look at them in the eye. They're like, oh, so you homeschooled. How many years did you homeschool? And I look at them, I'm just direct eye contact.
Do you
like,
do this with your fingers? You point to your face like, eh.
Because I look at them like, what am I supposed to do with this situation? In the same way as when I got my speeding ticket, and I know I was not going 50 in a 35. I was going 45, but I know I was not going 50. And the officer said, you were going 50. And I looked at him like, I don't think so. And he looked at me like, what are you going to do about it? And we just stared at each other for a bit because I didn't want to talk back to the officer, but I definitely looked at him like, that's not the truth. But I accepted my fate because I didn't want to talk back because I get so nervous.
I know.
I get so nervous. I didn't want to go to prison.
This texter says, coming up next on Old Man Hour, Chris talks about how the coffee was too hot at the diner this morning. Hey, this isn't about the dentists as much as it is about wanting to be appreciated.
He wants to be appreciated.
I want my business to be welcomed.
Listen, if you don't have a girlfriend, you have to feel appreciated other places. Like
I don't
dentist.
Care about that. I don't. Yeah, that doesn't matter to me.
Looking for love in all the wrong places.
Maybe I should find a nice lady dentist.
Why don't you find a hygienist? Or a dentist.
Hygienist.
I rhymed it.
Texter says, I told my dentist I didn't want any pain shot. I wanted to transcend dental medication.
That's pretty good. Transcend dental medication. Your dentist's name is Crentist?
Hey, you may feel at your job like when you go away on vacation, you are still tied to your job and they're still contacting you and you don't really truly get to unplug. Well, we're going to talk to somebody who's going to help you do that. Dr. Ivan Meisner, founder and chief visionary officer of BNI, the world's largest business networking organization, will join us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We all could use a little vacation, whether it's the beach or the mountains or something in between. Vacations are great for refreshing, getting that break from work. But here's the thing. A new report says that over 60% of workers don't fully unplug on vacation. And this is something that I've experienced myself. It usually takes me like 2 to 3 days on vacation before I can totally let go of work. Well, to joining us now to talk about how you can unplug, how you can enjoy your vacation is Dr. Ivan Meisner, founder and chief visionary officer of BNI, the world's largest business networking organization. He holds a PhD in organizational behavior. Dr. Meisner, thank you so much for joining us today.
Amy, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, I think this is the thing. It's letting go. Once you're on vacation, not checking your email or not checking your phone or not thinking about the work that's piling up, it seems like a lot of people really struggle with that.
Yeah, everybody does. I mean, even I do, but I've gotten pretty good at making sure to set boundaries. I think people still work on vacation to some extent because we carry our offices in our pockets. So for many, the line between remote work and no work has become completely blurred. And it's not necessarily ambition, it's anxiety dressed up as productivity.
So I wonder about that anxiety, or maybe, I guess guilt is kind of a form of anxiety, that maybe when you've stepped away, you're leaving people behind and you're leaving them with all the work and you're not helping out and feeling like, man, I gotta do something to help out, or, you know, it's still in the back of your mind. How do you combat that?
Well, there's two ways. One is you first have to kind of declare your digital independence early. You know, let your team and your clients or the clients of the company know before you pack your flip-flops. Boundaries work best when they're communicated, not assumed. The second piece is pick someone reliable that you can have a reciprocal relationship with. Now, sometimes you're in a department and somebody is assigned to fill in for you. Other times, if not, find someone who you can have a reciprocal relationship with, someone you'd trust with your inbox and who knows that you'll return the favor. Then make it easy. Share context, set clear roles, and don't leave any landmines for them if at all possible.
Okay, well, what about this? What if you have a boss who just, maybe not directly, but sort of indirectly or slyly, makes you feel guilty about taking vacation? And, you know, you feel like you kind of have to check in a little bit. What do you do about that? Even though it's, you know, it's the law. Vacation is vacation. They can't make you work while you're on it. What do you do if you're in a situation like that?
Well, you know, the context is key here. You know, is it a true crisis? Now, you know, I run a networking organization. There's rarely a networking crisis. And so, you know, kind of depends on what business you're in. If you're in the medical profession, maybe you need to get back and you need to stay connected. But if, you know, if in most cases, you really can step away. And honestly, if I had a boss and I was in a business that didn't truly have emergencies, and I had a boss that didn't respect those boundaries, I'd be looking for a new company. I think bosses today have to know better. They absolutely need to know better. Vacations are times where you can recharge your batteries. Mm-hmm. And this is the 21st century. This isn't the 1900s with scientific management, and it's all about nothing but productivity and who cares about the employee.
You know, I mentioned at the beginning that it usually takes me 2 or 3 days on vacation to truly unplug and to stop thinking about work. But I found that that process is accelerated when I drive, like have a long drive to wherever I'm vacationing. I went on a ski trip this year. It was a 14-hour drive to the mountains, and I drove, so I'm not looking at my phone.
I'm so sorry. 14 hours that far.
But it actually allowed me to unplug because, you know, I wasn't on my phone. I wasn't checking emails. You kind of have to focus on where you're going. And that accelerated my ability to step away from work. So let's say you're not driving because you don't want to sit behind the wheel that long. Yeah. What is the very first thing someone should do in order to set that boundary?
Well, talking to somebody who can fill in for you and having the emails go to them is one. You might even be able to forward your email. That's even better because then you're not even going to see it. Mm-hmm. And if there is truly a crisis du jour, they can reach out to you directly. But I think your auto reply is important in setting boundaries. And your auto reply is kind of your vacation voicemail to the world. It sets expectations and it protects your peace. If you don't write it with intention, you've basically left the door open and the lights on. I like to use humor on my auto replies. So would you like to hear a couple of my yes. humorous auto
yeah.
reply?
Absolutely.
Here's one. Let's see. That's not a vacation one. okay, here we go. Here's a vacation one. I'm on vacation on a remote desert island with no phone or no internet. Okay, I'm actually on a beautiful Caribbean island with rocket fast internet. However, I am on vacation and I won't be responding to any emails this week. People love those auto replies. I almost get more emails for my auto replies than I do regular emails.
It is far better. It is far. Dr. Meisner is far better to do that than it is to reply all. So that's good.
Yes. Particularly if it's not a message that you want everyone to receive. Please call me Ivan.
That's interesting that you get such good feedback on that. Like I always really lean into, I will be out of the country and have zero access to email. Like, what country are you going to?
I'm going to have perfect reception. I just don't want to talk to you.
Yeah. I'm just
that would be good. That would be good. I like the humor. Here's one that I did for, I had to book some time to finish a book, to write a book. And here's another auto reply that got a lot of feedback, good feedback. I've been taken to a remote desert island by my publisher and told to write. There is no internet here, just me, a table, and a computer. Okay, I'm actually on Galveston Island, and I do have internet, but I'm working on my writing projects, and I may not get back to you quickly. People love that stuff, and it sets boundaries.
I do notice this when I send an email to somebody, and that is, I get an auto response, I'm on vacation, whatever it says. I know that my instinct is, oh, okay, I won't bother them anymore. I don't get upset with them. And I think that maybe people who are on vacation and who stay connected have that anxiety that people are upset with them. But if you put if you put yourself in the other situation on the other end, you don't get upset. So maybe that helps to realize that, right?
It's about setting expectations from the people that you work with or your clients or customers. When they see you're on vacation, you get a little bit of grace. At least I have found I get a lot more grace when I have any kind of auto reply, but particularly the funny ones. They love that. They chuckle and they know, leave him alone. He's on vacation or he's doing a writing project or whatever it is that I'm doing. Yeah, it's effective. It's about setting boundaries and then sticking to the boundaries. So here's a suggestion. Some of the stuff you might want to respond to, it's happened to me where I saw an email and I was like, I got to get this out of my head. So I did the reply, but with Outlook and many other platforms, you can set the date that it is sent.
Mm-hmm.
So I would send the day for my day getting back from vacation. Mm-hmm. So it's out of my head. It wasn't something urgent. They knew I was on vacation, but it was something that annoyed me and I had to respond to, or I'd be thinking about it. I'd reply and then hit send for the following Monday and then let it go.
That's a really great tip. The schedule of the email is a really great tip. We appreciate your time, Dr. Ivan Meisner, founder and chief visionary officer of BNI. You've seen him all over the place. He's been on CNN, BBC, Today Show, NBC. He's been all over. New York Times, Wall Street Journal. Thank you for giving us your time today, Ivan. We really do appreciate it.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Anytime you want to talk about any business topic, I'm here.
Okay. And I might actually have you write my bounce back emails.
Deal.
Thank you.
All right. You take care. Bye-bye.
Dr. Ivan Meisner, again, with BNI.
Favorite things to do is to write the out-of-office email.
I've never done it.
Oh, I love it.
I've never done it.
I love it. You just plug in those dates. You tell them that I will not be checking email, and you're out like trout.
I'd rather you just feel like your email to me has just gone out into the ether and no one saw it.
You know, that's real hypocritical for a guy who left his dentist because he didn't feel appreciated.
That's a great point.
You now are the dentist.
But I'm not.
You've become the dentist.
However, I'm not paying my coworkers. I am paying the dentist to treat me like somebody who matters to them. I'm paying you.
You're a dental hygienist.
I expect a service.
Yeah.
And I expect good, it's not bedside manner. What's it called when you go to the dentist?
Yeah.
Chairside manner?
Tableside manner.
Just to set the record straight, I am not listening to 104 FM. I am listening to 1120 AM. Okay? You got that? Thank you.
Okay, Craig. Leaving us a voice message on the Odyssey app. You can still listen to 1120, Craig.
Maybe Gregory, call him by his full name out of respect. Maybe Gregory
It's not Gregory. It's Craig.
It could be Gregory. I have a friend.
Yeah, you made that up. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, maybe Gregory was joking.
No.
Gregory.
Got that?
Craig.
314-436-7900. Gregory, can you text us and let us know if you were joking?
His name is not Gregory.
Well, it could be.
It's Craig. That's the kind of message you get from somebody named Craig. Anyway.
Craig, just text us and let us know if you were joking.
You know what it sounded like? It's like when you see an Instagram post or like, I've got this great recipe for peanut brittle. I don't know, it's peanut brittle. And somebody inevitably comments, I don't like peanuts.
I know.
Well, then this post isn't for you.
You got that?
104.1 FM is not for you, okay. Craig.
This is my grandma's special bean soup recipe. She passed away, and I love this bean soup recipe. What about people who can't eat beans?
You got that?
Well, then don't make bean soup, you doofus, if okay. You can't have beans.
Craig, you are welcome to listen to 104.1 FM. It sounds great.
I think Craig is joking.
Craig texted in just now
said,
this is Craig. I was not joking.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Gregory, 11:20.
Listen, if you prefer 11:20 a.m., we will take listeners. We don't care. You can watch us on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Whatever you want to do, however you want to consume this show. On the Odyssey app, which is free and right on your phone, and podcasts are there, and it's awesome. Hey, Whatever you do, we don't care.
Okay, listen, I'm still in a conversation with Craig. Hey, Craig, if you're texting, on a scale of 1 to 10, how mad are you? 10 being the maddest, 1 being not mad. Because he said he's not joking. So, Craig, on a scale of 1 to 10, I just want to know how mad you are.
I think it's a 9.5.
10 being the maddest. Well, I want to hear from Craig.
Do you think Craig knows that 104.1 FM KMOX is the home of the Cardinals and will be for the next few years because we have signed a multi-year extension with the deal?
I don't know if Craig knows that.
Well, Craig, 104.1 FM KMOX.
Also, Jen, who is watching on the YouTube stream, she said the Beach Boys were at the factory. And if she remembers correctly, John Stamos, a.k.a. Uncle Jesse, showed up. She works there. She wasn't at the show, but everyone said it was an awesome show. And she said she also feel like it might have been John Stamos's birthday. And I did hear that John Stamos, tours with the Beach Boys.
Well,
that's awesome, Jen.
Yeah, I did not know that Uncle Jesse had been to town. That's good to know.
Do you remember his song, Jesse and the Rippers? And he sang that song, if every word I said could make you laugh, I'd talk forever.
What was the Saved by the Bell band with Zach Morris and, do you guys even know?
Zach and the Rippers.
Frank knows.
I don't know.
He said Zach and the Rippers.
It was Zach and the Rippers?
No, but it was Uncle Jesse and the Rippers. It was Jesse and the Rippers.
Frank's trying to tell us, but we can't hear what he's saying. Zach Attack. The Zach Attack? That's what it was.
Oh,
yes. Thank you. Hey, participated in our question of the week on the Chris Amy KMOX Twitter account? It is at Chris Amy KMOX.
Well, it looks like most of you have not. Vote number is a little lower than I'd like it to be at this point.
Well, the question is, do you watch trashy reality TV? If so, comment on the show that you watch. And
Brian said he does, and he says he watches the Chris and Amy show on YouTube, LOL.
Hell yes.
That's hurtful.
No, this is great trash.
We're not trashy. I mean, what do you think I am? One of your girlfriends?
Oh, jeez.
You know, I kind of want all of my ex-girlfriends to find you in an alley and just beat you senseless. Because you're calling them all trashy.
Yeah, I would say based on the type of ladies you date, they would probably be.
You don't even know who I date. You know one.
You've showed me pictures of
attractive people.
They're all attractive. They all probably
beat. That doesn't mean trashy, you dork. Come on. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Oh, a couple of text messages.
I would get beaten up in that alley, I can tell you that.
Oh, Craig says he is an 8.5.
Whoa, Craig.
He is an 8.5 angry that Craig. We did not acknowledge 11:20.
But I do appreciate Craig responding. I appreciate him engaging in this conversation, despite his obscene anger.
He is so mad. Couple texts right in a row. This one says, is Ranji an anti-dentite? And another one says, you're an anti-dentite, Ranj. I am a rabid anti-dentite.
You are an anti-dentite.
No, I love the dentist. I just want my dentist to appreciate me.
Listen to yourself.
Sorry.
The next thing you know, they're going to have their own schools. They do have their own schools. Unbelievable.
Steve.
It's a Seinfeld dentist episode.
Thanks, Kevin.
I don't think not everyone knows.
Steve watching on Facebook says, Craig is so mad the steam coming from his ears can cook a nice bean soup. That's true. You just mentioned bean
steamed
soup.
Steamed beans.
Steamed beans.
Do you steam your beans?
Dude, I don't know. Somebody must.
I don't think you steam beans.
Many people have texted in.
Yeah.
Tim has says, I still listen on 1120. Okay. That's fine. You can listen however you want to. This is not a...
I get why people are mad, though. I feel like you do put down people who listen on the AM.
I have not done that.
You do this, what you do.
Once.
If you're listening still on the AM, what the hell is wrong with you, you loser? That's what you said.
No, I think I said, if you don't follow us, what the hell is wrong with you, loser? If you don't follow Chris Amy KMOX on Twitter, I am calling you a loser for not following us. A message says, I feel for Craig because for some of us who've listened to KMOX since we were kids and are now old, it feels like another thing. I guess they're talking about something.
The things are changing.
I just want to say, it's okay.
Yes, it's okay. Here's what I want to say to the AM people. I get what you're saying, but here's the thing. We want KMOX to survive. We want future generations to see it.
Yeah.
And having an app and an FM and an AM guarantees that more ears will be able to hear KMOX.
There you go.
The classic St. Louis radio station.
Here's how things work. Even though we've done this switch to 104.1 FM, I guarantee you there is a large percentage of people in St. Louis who probably don't know that yet. Because a thing like this takes time, unless it's just some massive breaking news like world event or something like that, where everybody is aware of it. Things like this take some time for it to finally reach here. I'm sure I could find a couple of people right now if I went out and just started asking, hey, did you know that we're on 104.1 FM now? They'd say, oh, really? Since when?
So
that does happen.
And Craig, thank you for listening. And tomorrow, please check in. I want to hear. I would love for you to tell us on a scale from 1 to 10 how mad you are still tomorrow.
It's gone from an 8.5 to
maybe it's gone down
seven?
To a 3 tomorrow. Yeah. So, Craig, thank you for listening. We will check in tomorrow. Please text in tomorrow and let us know how mad you are.
I think he'll be okay. He's still listening.
You can listen.
You can listen on 1120. Whatever you do is
fine. You know
what
I like about Craig? Is that he's old school enough to listen to the AM, but savvy enough to use the voice message feature on the Odyssey app.
Well, Craig, yeah. Great job, Craig. See, you can do it.
Yeah. He's the best. Craig is the best of both worlds, and we love him.
Listen, if Craig likes us so much, which I think he does, he can still listen to the Gas House Gang on 1120 AM if he wants, because that's coming up in like a few minutes. Bernie Miklas and me, Chris Ranji, JJ Weatherholt,
excellent.
Cardinals top prospect, joins the show at 1230. We're going to talk some Redbirds baseball. On 1120 AM, 104.1 FM, KMOX, and the free Odyssey app, Amy and I will be back tomorrow at 9 AM on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.